It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News. Wednesday, October 12, 2022. Stand up for your country. Always remember a truism. People believe what they want to believe. In almost every aspect of life, that is true. It's true for me. You know, I was going over the political polling today and some of the races, you know, where I want one person to win. And the polling goes against that person, I don't want to believe the poll. Now, I don't know whether the poll is true or not, but I don't want to believe it. I'm looking, I go, I don't know about this poll. And it's only because of personal preference. So people believe what they want to believe. But there comes a time when the belief system has to be put aside and facts have to be considered. Real truth, things that are happening before our eyes. And the U.S. economy is one of those things that is the subject of the Talking Points memo this evening. So today we find out that the Producer Price Index, PPI, has risen more than expected for September. Now, as soon as I say that, glaze goes over your eyes. I know. I took economics classes. It is stupefying. But what the producer price index is the cost to American businesses for their products, their stuff, what they market. And it's up in September 0.4%. So that means that you and me are going to pay more between now and Christmas at least for everything. Because the companies just don't say, oh, well, we got to pay more, but we're going to keep our prices low. No. I had a big argument today with a guy who charged me a lot more for a service than last year, and the service was essentially the same. And he's going, well, you know, everything is up. And I'm going, wait a minute. You're not paying more for anything. What are you passing it on to me? He can pass it on to me. That's why he's doing it. So anyway, the producer price index is up 8.5%. And when you add what I call the VIG, the VIG is what you pay gamblers when you lay a bet with them and you lose. They tack on some money called a VIG. Well, the businesses do the same thing. So if they have to raise their prices a certain amount, they raise them a little bit more so they can get more money, make more profits. It's just the way it happens. So I'm putting inflation between 10 and 12% in this country right now for working Americans. And oil prices are going up. Gas will go up again. You know that. If you have to travel over Christmas and Thanksgiving, oh, you're going to get hammered so badly. If you can drive, drive, because you're going to get killed in the airports. I'm not flying. Anyway, so this is all because of Joe Biden. And I'm sorry. I mean, if your liberal friends won't believe it, again, it's what they want to believe. But that's a fact. 2 years ago, just 2 years ago, America had the most vibrant economy on earth. I've said that before. I'm sorry to be repetitive, but it's the truth. And now we're tottering on the abyss. And what does the president have to say about it? Go.
Should the American people prepare for a recession?
No. Look, they've been saying this now every 6 months they say this. Every 6 months they look down the next 6 months and see what's going to happen. It hadn't happened yet. It hadn't. There's no guarantee that they're going to be. I don't think there will be a recession.
I don't know what he's talking about, but I got the last sentence. I don't think there will be a recession. Why? Because he doesn't want to believe there will be. Not based on anything, because if it were, he would have cited the International Monetary Fund, IMF. It's an agency of the United Nations that tracks world economies. And Jake Tapper, so old Jake should have had this, but he doesn't have it. I have it. International Monetary Fund says that global growth will decline to 2.7% next year, 23. Okay? So it was running steady this year at 3.2. In 2021, just last year, you know what it was? 6% global economic growth. Now it's down to 2.7, says the IMF. Now, who's going to get hurt? We'll get hurt, but not like China. China get hurt the most because it's an export economy. China gets money by shipping products it makes in its sweatshops all over the world. Well, people are not going to buy that. No, China like this. Okay, just keep that in mind. But Biden, he doesn't know what the IMF is. He said no. I mean, it's ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. This whole thing will go down in history as one of the most absurd administrations ever to be elected. And I know some of you say, well, they weren't elected, but they were elected. They are in the Oval Office. So here's a shred of good news for seniors. Social Security, the cost of living hike is going up 8.7%. It will kick in, it was announced, it will be announced tomorrow. I got this ahead of time. So 8.7% rise, and you will see it next year. Okay? I think it goes into effect with December benefits. So you'll get 1 year, 1 month this year. So that's good. Because senior citizens, many of them are in fixed income. They can't earn more money by taking a second job, as many Americans are. Many working Americans are. They don't have a lot of options. So this is only right. And again, it's Biden's doing it. So inflation under Trump ran 1.3%. Now it's between 10 and 12. And yet there'll be people going to the polls on November 8th go, oh, yeah, I'm going to vote for the Democrats. It's un-Lincoln believable. All right, so the president going to Colorado. This is a campaign stop disguised. I love this. It's disguised as something else. So he goes to Vail, okay? And he delivers remarks on protecting America's iconic outdoor spaces. And who's standing next to him but Senator Michael Bennett running for re-election? And he may not win. I think he will, but he may not. So instead of campaigning for him, Biden says, no, I'll come out and talk about iconic public spaces. But this is just because Colorado is now a blue state. And I don't know why, but this might help Bennett. So then he goes to L.A. After that, Biden does. And what's he going to do in L.A.? Let's see. Another campaign fundraiser. With Nancy Pelosi. All right. And you know the Hollywood crew will be out there writing the checks. It's insane. You're voting and giving money against your own interests and the interests of the nation. But people believe what they want to believe. They don't care. And then he travels, Biden does, on Friday to Orange County to deliver remarks on lowering costs for American families. Yeah, all right, sure. Sure. Yeah. And then he goes to Oregon. This is a legitimate campaign stop for gubernatorial candidate Tina Kotek, who's in trouble. a Republican may win the governorship of Oregon for the first time anybody can remember. I think it's Lewis and Clark. So Kotek's in trouble. And Biden is, I think this, you know, because I said nobody wants him to campaign. Well, this is one that does. That just came up, by the way. Okay, so in the interview on CNN yesterday, Tapper did get around to Hunter Biden. Go.
Our reporting, CNN's reporting, and the Washington Post reporting suggests the prosecutors think they could, they have enough to charge your son Hunter for tax crimes and a false statement about a gun purchase. Personally and politically, how do you react to that?
Well, first of all, I'm proud of my son. This is a kid who got, not a kid, he's a grown man. He got hooked on, like many families have had happen, hooked on drugs. He's overcome that. He's established a new life. He is, I'm confident that he is, what he says and does are consistent with what happens.
What he says and does are consistent with what happens. What does that mean? If anybody knows what that means, because I don't know what it means. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name and town, please. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Once again, what he says and does are consistent with what happens. He's talking about Hunter Biden. I don't know what that means. Do you know what that means? Really, tell me the truth. I mean, I'm sort of like, what? So, if my son, did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Got addicted to narcotics and did all the terrible things that Hunter Biden did, and then kicked the narcotics. I would say the same thing that President Biden said, that I'm proud of my son, okay, for overcoming a debilitating quality of life. I understand why Biden said it. I think that as a father, he did the right thing. But I don't think that Joe Biden understands what Hunter Biden did. And an excuse of addiction doesn't overcome criminal activity. You can't just walk in and say, oh, I was addicted to cocaine, so all the bad things that I did, I'm out. Don't hold me responsible. That's what Biden's pretty much saying here. Hey, he was addicted, he overcame it, so what are we worried about? Plenty to worry about. Now, if Tapper had been a decent interviewer, which he is not, gently, because you don't attack a father's son, he could have said, look, there are a lot of questions about your son's criminal activity, drugs or no drugs. And it's gonna come out there, because when the Republicans win the House, which they will, there's going to be hearings on him, Hunter Biden, and China and Ukraine and Russia and the tens of millions of dollars that he derived. Those hearings are going to take place, just like the January 6th committee. You're going to have those hearings. And that's the kind of question you ask to President Biden. But I don't have any problem with Biden sticking up for his son. Fathers have to do that. They have to hope somehow that their son can be pulled out of whatever morass he is in. Okay? Now, fortunately, I have never had to deal with any of this. But I know other fathers who have. And compassion is what is needed there. Okay, and one more on this, because I think this will resonate. You hear Pope Francis say all the time about migrants, and we have to be compassionate toward them, and they're poor and they're desperate. What else is he supposed to say? That's what Pope Francis does. That's his mandate, to help the poor and the downtrodden. So he's not concerned with no border wall. I mean, all his message is, we got to help these people somehow. It's not a bad message. It's not a message that should be scorned. Yes, he doesn't or won't consider the damage of unfettered immigration the world over. The Pope does not do that, but he's not mandated to do it. Just like a father isn't mandated to condemn his son, even though his son has done something wrong. You see what I'm trying to do here? So I thought that was interesting. So a report from Politico, a website I do not trust, that the White House is going to downgrade President Biden's 80th birthday. It is on November 20th, if you want to get the present. And you can send him a copy of Killing the Legends if you want. He'll be 80 years old on November 20th. But the White House is not going to have a big party or anything like that, because it reminds people that he's 80 years old and he's not really on top of his game, as we just saw. Okay, so that's the report. I don't know. What I do know is there's a new poll, Issues and Insights poll. 1,376 adults, they would not give us the methodology, which always makes me suspicious. Anyway, here's a question. Some people are concerned about President Biden's mental health. How concerned are you about Biden's mental health? Concerned, 64%. Not concerned, 30%. That's a lot of people who are concerned. Total Democrat, 52% of Democrats concerned about Joe Biden's mental health. 86 Republican, you would expect that. 59 independent. I thought the independent number would be higher myself. Okay, so with all of this in play, bad economy, painful inflation, working class people getting hosed, Biden befuddled, and he is. He can't even get a sentence out that makes any sense. Okay. You would think landslide, November 8th, Republicans win everything. Let's bring in Maxim Lott. He is the executive producer for Stossel TV. That's John Stossel. And he's in London running around, having fun over there, I guess. But anyway, the reason we got him on is that he is a creator of MaximumTruth.substack.com. which is a journalism site. Once again, maximumtruth.substack.com. And he studies how people are betting elections, which is legal in Great Britain, not here. It's legal in Great Britain. Okay, that's why we have you, Maxim. Okay, so let's run it down. Give me Pennsylvania. So you got Oz against Fetterman. What are you seeing there on the betting side?
Yeah, it's really interesting. That race has narrowed more than any other. So a month ago, the bettors were saying that Fetterman had a 75% chance of winning. Now it's down to a coin toss. He's 53%. And that went down just today, actually, by 6% after he had this NBC interview, where even the interviewer, who you would expect would be sympathetic, was like, seemed like he wasn't understanding what we were talking about without having his closed captions.
Yeah, he had to read it. He couldn't understand. And we're going to play that soundbite after you leave us. But right now, you'd say it was a tie between Oz and Fetterman right now?
Yeah, that's the closest state, and the control of the Senate could definitely depend on that. The Senate itself is also a coin toss. Like, the Republicans are strongly favored to take the House, 80%, but the Senate, coin toss, 55% Democrat right now.
Yeah, real clear average has Republicans gaining two houses in the Senate. Now, I was on Hannity today doing an analysis of the races, and I said Mark Kelly would probably win in Arizona. What do you have on that?
Yeah, Mark Kelly is slightly favored, just 58%. And that's also down over the last month. In general, Republicans have been gaining in the last month. One interesting thing, by the way, is the polls show it not so close. So in Arizona, Democrat is up by 4% in the averages. In Pennsylvania, up by 6%, according to 538's average. And the bettors say the polls are likely to be wrong. They say it's a coin toss, despite these polls saying the Democrats are still up.
Why should we trust bettors, though?
Yeah, the bettors have a good track record, and it makes sense because they're putting their money where their mouth is. Like, they're actually thinking about this, not just spouting off.
Okay, there was a poll today that was favorable to Cortez Masto in Nevada, but I think that Laxalt, the Republican, will win that Senate seat.
The bettors agree with you on that. 62% for Laxalt. That's, again, something that flipped in the last month, where before, 1 month ago, Cortez Masto was up. And, you know, things, gas prices are ticking up again already. And you mentioned the inflation stuff earlier. The Dow is down 3,000 points in the last month. Republicans are hitting Democrats on crime. I think all these things are adding up. And they've moved things from an edge for Democrats to a complete coin toss.
But did the bettors take into account that we in America have a lot of zombie voters? They don't know anything. And they just vote.
They certainly do. And, you know, that's why maybe it's a coin toss rather than.
To me, it's just I can't imagine voting against your own self-interest. All right, let's go to Wisconsin. It looks to me like Johnson's pulled ahead there and we'll take it.
Yep, the bettors agree. He's up to 77%. Even though the polls are saying he's ahead 1 point, the bettors say it's a shoo-in. The Wisconsin polls in particular have a track record of being biased. In 2020, you might remember, it was like double digits off in terms of
And the Trump race, right? No doubt about it. Well, most of the polls were off. Trafalgar was there and Rasmussen, that was about it. All the others were out. Vance in Ohio, how do you see that?
Vance also doing well, 77% chance that he'll win. And he seemed to have a good debate performance, according to the bettors, especially in Arizona. The Republican Masters had a good debate performance as well.
Yes, so I saw some of that. I agree with that. But I think Kelly is personally popular and Gabby Giffords, his wife, very popular. That means a lot. And Arizona is shifting into the blue category because of all the people coming in from California and all of that. Now, Bud in North Carolina, I don't know why this is even close. Working class people, working class state, North Carolina, Bud should be really out there, but the polls say it's dead heat.
Yeah, the bettors say it's not such a dead heat. They say 78% for Bud. So, The one we've had a lot of kind of good news for Republicans and where it's shifting. The one darker spot is Georgia, where it's moved to
62%.
We're
going to get to that in a moment.
Yeah.
I'm saving that for last, best for last. And we do have a soundbite from Herschel Walker that we're going to play again after you leave. But North Carolina, the bettors say that Bud is going to take it, right?
Pretty safe, 78%.
Now, do you have any stats about how right the bettors were in the past as opposed to the pollsters?
We do. If you compare it to Nate Silver in 2020, Nate Silver said there was a 10% chance, just 10%, that Trump would win. And the bettors had a 36%. Trump did not win, but it was a 70,000 vote margin. Right. And I think it's clear the bettors had a more realistic outlook than the poll, the people aggregating polls.
Do you remember 16 when Trump won? Was there big the bettors versus the polls?
You know, the bettors had it pretty, everyone got that one wrong. Almost everyone,
everyone got it wrong. The bettors
had it at 7%. But there were these people at Princeton, Princeton Election Consortium, looking at polls. They said 0.1% chance for Trump. The bettors at least had a 7% adjusted.
But I was right. I called it properly. All right. So Georgia, everybody knows Herschel Walker is being attacked personally. Now Warnock is being attacked personally as well. And I saw the polls that came out today, Atlanta Journal-Constitution and a few others, Emerson. It's a dead heat there, according to the regular polls. I was surprised.
Yeah, the bettors think, like you said, there's scandals on both sides, for Warnock and Walker. And the bettors seem to think it's going to hurt Walker more. So they've moved it from a 50-50 to 63% for Warnock.
Is that right? Okay. All right, Maxim, we really appreciate it. Have fun over in the UK. And I hope you'll check in with us at the end of October, maybe a week before the election, and see if the sentiment has changed. Okay?
Absolutely. Would love that. Thanks for having me.
Really appreciate it. Thank you. All right. So Walker, to his credit, goes on the media and answers the questions. Go.
Did you ever have a conversation with this woman at any time about an abortion?
No.
Did you ever, to your knowledge, give money to pay for the cost of an abortion?
No.
Is she lying?
Yes, she's lying. Yeah, she's lying. Yes, she's lying.
Okay, so my posture on it is due process. Mr. Walker is innocent until proven guilty. Obviously said it's more than one time that he didn't do this. I don't know any more than that. I don't know. I think this has hurt him, but I don't think the people in Georgia want to vote for Warnock, a progressive leftist, in the face of all the horror that we are experiencing. So that's an interesting, you know, Walker is still in the game. I think that's what I can tell you. All right. So the next story we have on the rundown is Mr. Fetterman. Now, this is fascinating. So John Fetterman's 53 years old. He was the lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania. He actually is still that. And he had a stroke. And he was debilitated. Now, he is a far left guy. I mean, way out there on the left. Okay, no moderate positions whatsoever. But he was running ahead of Dr. Mehmet Oz because Oz is a Jersey resident. He moved to Pennsylvania seeing that, you know, he might be able to win this race. Now, as you just heard, the bettors think Oz will win the race. And now Fetterman has gotten a lot of bad publicity because he gave an interview to an NBC reporter. And here's what she said about it. Go.
We had a monitor set up so that he could read my questions because he still has lingering auditory processing issues as a result of the stroke, which means he has a hard time understanding what he's hearing. Now, once he reads the question, he's able to understand. You'll hear he also still has some problems, some challenges with speech.
All right. So a senator is a demanding job. I mean, just on a health basis alone. I wouldn't vote for Fetterman. I wouldn't vote for him anyway because he's a progressive and very soft on crime. And Philadelphia is just being devastated by crime. So, you know, Oz, very good chance there. Again, you're voting for Fetterman. You're voting against your own self-interest. So one of the reasons that the Democrats remain competitive in many, many situations because they have a ton of money. And we told you yesterday that Steven Spielberg, the director, he came in with almost $100,000 for Hochul, the governor here running against the Republican challenger, who may win, Lee Zeldin. All right. Well, what is Spielberg? I mean, but that's pennies compared to Soros. You ready for this? So far in the 2022 midterms, Soros has opened his groups. All right. Have donated $129 million to Democrats, $129 million. Now, Soros, you know who he is. I don't even have to. Now, Beto O'Rourke, running for governor in Texas, he got $1 million from Soros. It's just just on that, you can't vote for Beto O'Rourke, right? Okay, let's go to Putin. So he is the most dangerous man on earth, Vladimir Putin, because he is threatening to use nuclear weapons. It's as simple as that. So I do a weekly program you may have heard about called Shock and Awe. It is done for a streaming service, our partner, VidGo, V as in Victor, I-D-G-O, VidGo.com. And every week I do an interview program with the smartest, toughest, most interesting people in the country. So think about it for a minute. If you were going to interview somebody on Vladimir Putin, who you knew was a straight shooter, by the way, you don't want to interview people going to give you BS, who would you choose? I chose Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Go.
On this week's episode of Shock and Awe.
So Putin, this is speculative, but it has to be discussed, launches a low-level nuke in Ukraine to do some insane thing. NATO has to respond. What do you believe the response would be?
Well, I know how we were thinking about this problem broadly. I can't say everything because they're part of the planning process between DOD and the intelligence community and the like. But suffice it to say, there are many non-nuclear responses, very capable responses. I would actually like to have seen the Biden administration use some of those tools to demonstrate we're willing to do it. These sanctions today, Bill, for example, Moscow's still thriving. The Russian currency, the ruble, still doing just fine. That shouldn't be the case. We shouldn't have a worse economy in Europe than we do in Western Russia.
But that's largely because of China and India buying their fuel. The Russian people certainly not in good shape. Can you give me one example of a response to a nuke by Putin? Just one possible response.
Think cyber. Think making things shut down inside of Russia in a way that it can't be publicly proven who actually did it, but the whole world would know that this was a response to that.
Okay, so that interview goes on for a while, and it's very instructive. And if you read my book, Killing the Killers, you know the weaponry the United States has in conjunction with NATO, okay? And that we could cripple Russia without nuclears, weapons, just in cyberspace, like that. Now, Russia could come back, and the world then would be in chaos to some extent. But the weapons that we have, and Putin has to know this, could take Russia off the grid. And that would create an amazing amount of chaos because everything is now interconnected with this technological age. So Pompeo was candid as always and gave a really interesting dissertation on how to contain Putin. And again, you can see it on vidgo.com. You have to buy their service, of course, but you should check it out. It might save you money. You might like it. And as part of that service, you get moi, Shock and Awe once a week. Okay, let's go to Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, where the school district is canceling Halloween. Now, when I first saw the story, I said, oh, another woke thing. Not woke. So for the last 50 years, the Lower Merion School District has been holding Halloween parades. Not this year. The school district says, we fear violence. Because Philadelphia is so out of control in violence. So we're going to have fall-themed activities in the classrooms. No Halloween parade. There's something to that. These neighborhoods in South Philly and other places, New York City, Chicago, on, they're dangerous. Get those kids out in the street. Bad things could happen, no doubt. California banning another item. So this time, Senate Bill 1046, signed by Newsom, the governor, will require grocery stores to phase out small bags typically found on produce and meat aisles in grocery stores. So you can't have those anymore. So this is what socialism is. The government tells you what you can and can't have. You can't have the bag. The ban. Can't do this, can't do that, can't do this, can't do that. California, there you go. New Zealand is proposing to tax farm animals that burp and urinate, which would pretty much be every farm animal, right? So in New Zealand, there are 10 million cattle and 26 million sheep. I think there are 4 million people. So the government wants a tax when the animals burp and urinate. They haven't figured out how they're going to do it, but they want to do it because burping and the other thing is a challenge to global warming. Smart life. Okay, so I'm going to be on News Nation tonight at 8 and 11 Eastern Time with Chris Cuomo. He has a new show. All right, so I explained this to you last week. I don't believe in the cancel culture. I don't believe in any of that. Cuomo asked me to come on. I'm coming on. So if you can tune in, I guarantee you it will not be boring. All right, we'll use some clips tomorrow, but you're going to want to see this, the whole thing. So News Nation, you know, it's on your cable band probably. And I will be on tonight with Chris Cuomo. This day in history, October 12th, 1871, President U.S. Grant orders the Ku Klux Klan to disperse in South Carolina. The Klan just wreaking havoc. Federal troops went down, broke the Klan in a year it took, destroyed it. And habeas corpus was suspended. Grant suspended habeas corpus, sent the military down, and they just devastated the Klan. Now, you very rarely hear this because it goes up against white privilege and America is a racist society, but that's what Grant did. And that happened 151 years ago today. All right, quick break. We got a good mail segment and a final thought about where I was last night. Pretty interesting thought, I think. And we'll be right back.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com. Promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Let's go to the mail. Deborah Rory, Edwardsburg, Michigan. If the Republicans are able to take back either the House or Senate, what could they realistically change with the Democrats still holding the presidency? They could block any new spending bills. That's the big thing. So one of the reasons, Deborah, we're paying more money for everything is that Biden okayed $2 trillion in new spending, which was not okayed, much of it, by the Congress. He just executive ordered it. And that $2 trillion in less than 2 years, just boom, That, coupled with the attack on the American energy industry, that's why we have inflation. So it's a blocking mechanism. Marie Halfacre of Florissant, Missouri. Enjoy the No Spin News. I know you read a lot, O'Reilly. Are you a real physical book person or an e-book? I write the book. I'm not big on the computers. I don't want that taken over my life. Margaret Asphalopoulos, St. Louis. I have a friend who lives in New Jersey. She's distraught regarding her two elementary school children and the gender curriculum being forced on them. Governor of New Jersey Murphy has stated that any school district not adopting this curriculum will be eliminated from funding. Look, this is why I tell everybody, send your kids to private school, Catholic school, whatever it may be, and avoid it. I know it's a hardship financially, but it's worth it. Right? Get out of the public schools in the liberal states. Jay Batista, Newington, Connecticut. Why is it that Vice President Harris can make time for Seth Meyers but not visit the border? Because she doesn't want to visit the border. Due to embarrassment. So she'd much rather sit in New York City in a little comfy chair with Mr. Meyers. Jen K, no town. Jennifer, come on, name and town. Just saw on the internet that the D.C. City Council voted to allow illegal migrants to vote. Is the story true? Yes, but it's unconstitutional. Every jurisdiction that does it, the federal judges come in and say no. That's what will happen here. This is virtue signaling. Doug, concierge member, if you are in Illinois, you will pay $4.19 a gallon of gas. That is a little less than dollar increase since the Saudis announced they were cutting distribution, and $2 more than it was under Trump. That's really all I need to know when I vote. Sure, because you're voting self-interest. You don't want to pay more money for everything. But then the question is, why isn't everybody like Doug? Robert Egan, Old Wick, New Jersey. The president's schedule does include cabinet meetings, right? Yes. He meets with people in the Oval Office, and that's not on his official schedule. Okay, we'd like you to check out Killing the Legends. Did very well in second week out. Held firm. And The Lethal Danger of a Celebrity. It is a good book. You will like this book. A lot of political people have not come in for the book, but I think you will learn a lot about American history if you do. You know, it's on a par with all the other. This is the 12th killing book. So Killing the Legends, The Lethal Danger of Celebrities, out there. Peruse it. You know, we have excerpts on BillO'Reilly.com. And then we got all kinds of, we're gearing up to Christmas. We're going to have a lot of Christmas stuff. Again, if you become a premium or concierge member, you're going to get big discounts and you get a free book. Word of the day, do not be jejune. I love this word. One of my favorites. J-E-J-U-N-E. Do not be jejune. Back with the final thought in a moment. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD. 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So last night I was at Yankee Stadium for the game with Cleveland. And I don't like Cleveland because they dropped the name Indians. All right. There was no reason to do that. But because they were politically correct in Cleveland, they did it. They're now the Cleveland Guardians. Who exactly are you guarding with your bats and balls and mitts? I don't know. I'm confused. So I root against Cleveland and rooted for the Yankees. Beautiful night at the stadium. Throw that picture up I gave you. Beautiful night. There's this moon. Okay. Place was rocking. Yankees won. All right. And it was a great time. Always is a great time. Now, this is why I live in New York, because in New York, we have these traditions. Yankee Stadium goes all the way back to 1920s and Babe Ruth, the house that Ruth built. And I just love that tradition, that history and everything like that. What I don't love is the chaos that comes along with the tradition. Now, here it is. I had to walk a quarter mile, which I needed the exercise, so it was okay with me. I could not get into Yankee Stadium. Every road was blocked. And I left the house 2 hours before game time. I lived 20 miles away. So I said to the driver, you can't just drive yourself. I guess you could, but then you'd have to leave a day ahead of time. Look, we're not going to get in there. So drop me off here. And I know the Bronx neighborhood, the Grand Concourse, so I was able to kind of walk. No, don't, safe around Yankee Stadium. I mean, it's like legion to cops, so you don't have to worry. But I had to actually walk because I could not get into the stadium by a vehicle. It's just unbelievable. Its traffic was backed up to Maryland. They can't get the flow, and they don't care. They don't care. They want everybody to take the subway, the politicians, but the subway, you can get stabbed at any time, right? So, all right, I'm not afraid, but I'll bring self-protection, but it's not like the subway is Nirvana, all right? You can get stabbed. Subway violence, the highest level in, I think, since 1980 here in New York City. Of course, don't be doing anything about it because they don't care. Violence, people dead, that's it, yeah. Right. Anyway. Rooting for the Yankees over the Guardians, rooting for the Yankees to get to the World Series. All right. National League, the Pods beat the Mets, but I like the Padres. Yeah, I like them. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. See you tomorrow.